this episode, and it is my second attempt at recording outside. So I did something like this. I think it was probably about this time last year. And now I'm using a different microphones and a different setup. Let's see what you can hear. I am standing on the front step of my house, looking out over my front yard. It is, I think about 6 p.m. or, let's see, 1800 hours, and it's dark out. And because it's December, which means it's about the holiday time, some of my neighbors have brightly colored lights on their houses. So that's what I'm looking at. You may be able to hear some car noises far off in the distance. See a man standing on his doorstep with microphones around his head, talking strangely to himself. Oh. I'm trying to decide if I should pause this in case they. I guess I'll let it run. Decide if I need to edit it out later. And now there's a dog barking. Alright, this is not going to go into the pantheon of one of my more relaxing recordings. Dogs, cars, yelling about being locked out or something. Alright, so it's not too windy and that's good. And it's cold, but I better prepared myself this time. I have 3 pairs of pants on. Sweaters on top of that. And I have winter boots on, leather gloves, and a hat, a knit hat. And I put all this on about 20 minutes ago, so that way I'd walk out. outside and I'd be a little bit overheated. Because I tend to always feel cold. I don't know why, but my fingers. And you may be one of these people whose fingers are usually cold. And here's a curious thing I've noticed, so you can apply this or think about this. Is that if you have cold fingers and you have a current partner right now, I'll put a 90% guess that your current partner has warm fingers and warm hands most of the time, and vice versa. So if you normally have warm fingers and warm hands, then your partner probably has cold fingers. I don't have any explanation for that. It's just something I've noticed. Because I ask people, I know it's ridiculous, but people will come into my office and they say, oh, your office is warm. And I explain, oh, I like it that way. And then they'll either say, oh, this feels good, which means they're like me. Or they'll say, how can you stand this? It's too hot in here. And that's when I ask them, so tell me about your partner. Normally cold hands or warm hands. And it just strangely turns out that about 90% of the time, the partner always has, almost always, has the opposite temperature hands. However, I worded that horribly. Is thermodynamically different. Blah, blah, blah. Alright, let's see if we're ready for phase two of this test. Because phase two of this test is walking. So if you're thinking that so far this has been pretty pleasant, barring the dogs and the cars and the people yelling, then I haven't started walking, and that's going to add walking noise. It's going to make more wind go by the microphones, and it's going to make it harder for me to whisper and talk. I'm a horrible salesperson. I'm just giving you like the worst expectations right now. I don't know what that sound was. Probably one of the squirrels that keeps me up at night screaming at me. Alright, I'm gonna start walking, so I'm gonna walk down my little walkway, down my driveway, and then onto the road, and just be ready for all sorts of worse intrusive noises. So if you're about to drift off to sleep right now, I apologize. Keep your expectations very low of this recording. Alright, here I go. Whoops. some reason, I stopped at the stop sign. This is how rarely I walk. I still think I'm in my car, so I'm obeying traffic signs. All right, looks clear. I'm gonna cross the intersection. just also realized that this is a good time of the year for me to walk around, because people do have their holiday decorations on their house. And so when I pause in front of someone's house, they probably think I'm just admiring their decorations rather than catching my breath or just stopping so you can hear some dude playing horseshoes at 7 p.m. So once I figure out what is the right equipment and how to get it working exactly the way I like, then we'll be off into some kind of woods or park or at a beach or something. Alright, I haven't told you yet exactly how mine to set up this year differs from my setup last year. Well, I told you in the startup holiday break podcast episode, but I'll just describe it right now also. So last year I used 4 lavalier or lapel microphones. Those are those, you know, the little ones that people pin on their shirt. But what I did was I put on a baseball cap and I pinned 4 of them to the visor of the baseball cap. I just did it again. I stopped at a stop sign. I'm at a stop sign, just standing here in the dark, looking both ways before I cross. Like I'm 10 years old or something. Alright, looks safe. So I had 4 lapel microphones pinned to my visor. And it worked pretty well. But I had those 4 cords hanging down. I didn't like that. The microphones were pretty good quality. It ended up sounding pretty good. But the improvements I've made with this setup are now I only have 2 microphones. And this should give you a stereo sound, but not of my voice, because they're on either side of my mouth. But if something occurs on right side of me, then you should sound on the right side of you also. Alright, so that's one thing. I have 2 microphones out of 4, and that's just easier to manage. The quality of these microphones, I did a head-to-head test with those other microphones, and these are a better quality microphone. So that's important. The other thing is the placement. So these are like a headset microphone style, which means they come out like a little boom arm. They jut out, so they kind of go right next to my mouth. So if you, picture some singer on a stage with a headset style microphone, it's like that, except I have 2. One on the right side of my mouth and the other one on the left side of my mouth. And I have this going into a Y-shaped cable. So one goes into one plug of a Y-shaped cable, and the other one goes into the other side, and then I plug that into my recorder, because they're separate purposely chose like a big set of headphones in case I walked by anyone while I was doing this. They would be less likely to try to talk to me. That's our entire holiday decoration is a homemade wreath on our front door. Pretty subtle. Doesn't look very festive. I mean, the wreath looks nice, but our house doesn't look very festive. So I have a large pile of leaves, like it's kind of in the street. We have leaf pickup here, and so they tell us to just rake all your leaves and put them, not in the middle of the street, but on the side of the street. So I looked up online when we were supposed to have leaf pickup, and it said on this date, so I raked all my leaves, put them on the edge of the street, and it's now a week later, and they still haven't come to pick them up. So you wanna hear some leaves? I mean, this is already I don't think a very relaxing recording. So I'll step into them very slowly. See if you can hear them. So if my neighbors are watching me, they're like, "What the hell is that guy doing? He's just like standing in his pile of leaves." Stepped out of it. Let them wonder. I'm sure no one even knows I'm out here. It's that mindset I have, and you know, a lot of people have, is sometimes we think people are just paying so much attention to us and no one even notices what we're doing. That's the reality most of the time. I didn't finish or share before. So my wife has warm fingers. She has warm hands. Oh gosh, a plane. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, I don't think that was a plane. It must have been a, like an 18-wheeler truck using their air brakes or whatever. Or just downshifting on a ramp. Sound like a plane going overhead. So if you listen to the last one I did, definitely a lot less wind. I'm not shivering as much. I don't know how the audio quality will end up comparing. Even though in the studio these sounded better. I mean, maybe, can you hear that? That truck slowing down or whatever it is. That's just a car going by now. So, I'll end up listening to the last one I did and listen to this one and see if I notice if one does sound significantly better than the other one. If you are deeply relaxed at this point, and I'll definitely be amazed if you're deeply asleep. But anyway, good night. Oh man, I was gonna end on a nice quiet moment, and then a car went by. There goes another one. Shaking my fist at them. Alright, I'm gonna turn my little wind down again. Oh, jeez. Dogs. Well, let's just wrap this up. Because chances are, I'm not gonna get a